Anyone who's ever been in a leadership role will know that it ain't easy. People sometimes fall short of your expectations, and without doubt, you'll come in for your share of criticism. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, being a leader isn't easy. As Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, once said, if you want to please everyone, don't become a leader. Go and sell ice cream. And because of the pressure that leaders often find themselves under, there's a tendency for them to treat those whom they lead badly, or at the very least, not pay them any attention, not read their moods, not take their needs into account, and so on. Whether you're a leader or not, this word from the Lord is truly important. Colossians chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, give what is good and fair to your servants. Remember that you have a master in heaven. Goodness and fairness. Anyone who's subject to the leadership of another really can't ask for any more. Though I lead the ministry of Christianity Works that produces Fresh, I'm subject to the leadership of an independent board. Yes, they hold me to account and they ask hard questions, as they should, but they do it with goodness and fairness. That's how it should be. And with every grain of my ability, that's how I try to treat those who work shoulder to shoulder with me in this ministry. Whether you're a leader or not, Christ is calling you to be good and to be fair to those with whom you work, to your subordinates, to your peers, and yes, to your leaders. And with good reason. Remember, you have a master in heaven. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God means for you to live in victory over your sin. So please don't forget that I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.